And welcome back to RP Grinders, episode 325. I am your host this week, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, the Mug, and the Stealthy One himself has returned. I knew he would. I knew Stealth would return this week, especially after a Patriot win.
I thought it was
because you're blackmailing him.
Oh, shit. How is everybody doing? Mug, I know not so much. What about you, Break? How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
All right? You sound 100% better.
I know. Like, last week I felt fine. I just sounded... Oh, I can't talk.
Yeah. Maybe
I would say something...
Maybe that was better for everybody listening, though.
I think so.
It was certainly better for us.
Yeah, it was definitely better for us, for sure.
I'm surprised we didn't get fan mail for that.
I know. Eric, fan mail. What's fan mail? We never
Well, I'm used to hate mail. I'm just saying, since I couldn't talk, like, fan mail, yes!
Yeah. Kazan says he's having problems with the stream. Sorry, Kazan. I think everybody else is doing all right, man. It may be on... your end of things. And it's not Apple's fault. Don't blame Apple.
I bet it's Time Warner's fault. You have Time Warner, don't you, Kazan?
Most likely, man.
I blame them.
So, Eric, how was your week, dude, before we get started?
It was up and down temperatures, so I feel kind of crappy, you know?
You know, there's something to that. It's not that... you know, you get a cold or a flu by, you know, going into cold weather. It's more of like the temperature changes, you know, it kind of sucks.
Well, yeah. The thing is, people are like, how could getting wet give you a cold? The problem is that it actually does affect your immune system, and you have these, you know, germs and stuff are around. You're being exposed to them constantly.
Yeah, it's not the fact that the cold gives you a cold or a flu. It's a fact that those viruses and bacteria and stuff like that tend to thrive in those environments. That's the problem. Yeah. All right. Stealth, how was your week? Obviously pretty good. Patriot victory.
It was good.
Yeah. Mine was pretty shitty after Sunday. Of course, my Broncos got their asses handed to them by the fucking Colts. And it pissed me off because I really wanted to get on here and make a bet with Stealth. But I kind of have a feeling that Stealth would have came out a winner on that bet as well.
Yeah, I would have bet, of course, with the Patriots there.
Yeah, yeah. And of course I would have taken the Broncos. I mean, anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday, but, you know... whatever. Patriots on to the Super Bowl, hopefully. And I was talking a little bit off air for the Archivers. Patriots are actually my second favorite team, so I still have a horse in this race, but I'm still very, very disappointed, but whatever. All right, we're going to get started with the news, Eric. Let's go ahead and get started.
Hey, with... the first news article is actually from Destructoid.com, and, well, it's already happened, so I'm just going to say that yesterday, Lufia Legends Returns came to the Virtual Console on the 3DS.
Yay! That's cool.
Let's see. Doesn't really say much other than they hope that Lufia 2 is next on their list, and Natsume can actually do that because they still have the rights to that.
Well, that's probably the plans. I mean, why not? Mm. I mean, trying to make money any
they don't have the rights to the original Lufia game, though, because Taito still owns the rights to that. And no. Taito is owned by Square. So no. Square putting a game on the Virtual Console? They only did that at the very end of the Wii's life span, and even then the releases were sparse.
No.
Was the original Luffy a Famicom game?
No, Super Famicom.
Yeah.
Super Famicom. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Break. Let's get into the next story. We got quite a bit of news, so let's just rock
it. Well, this is the longest news we've had in a while, actually. Yeah. There's been no news for about a month. And then Frank comes back, and suddenly we have news again. Coming to us live from Destructoid. And I can say it live again because we're live. Yeah. Anyways, from Destructoid, next Shadowrun game comes to Kickstarter. What? Funded almost immediately. Well, yeah, I mean, it's got the Shadowrun name on it. What the fuck, though? Why is it going to Kickstarter? Right. Shadowrun
Hong Kong. Because games are expensive, and you won't believe how expensive even a game like Monument Valley is.
Oh, yeah.
No, I understand games are expensive, but this is, like, the license is owned by, an actual
game. And there's that, too. There's all the license wrangling that they have to do, so that's even more money for them.
Mm, okay. Fuck. The third video game adaptation of the popular tabletop RPG series is looking to Kickstarter for funding. The third video game adaptation? I think you're off on that. There have been a few more than that.
He's talking about the reboot. There was Shadowrun Returns, and there was the expansion called Dragonfall, which is standalone.
Okay.
And now this one.
Gotcha. Okay, I thought they were talking about like all the Shadowrun games. I'm like, well, the Super Nintendo and the Genesis game were different by themselves. I mean, yeah. I think those should be considered two different games. But
it's called Shadowrun Hong Kong.
It takes place in the magical cyberpunk Hong Kong, where the player uncovers a corporate conspiracy nearly 30 years in the making. The campaign was set at 100,000, but was funded almost immediately, leaving only stretch marks. I'm
in funded now.
Sorry, I read that wrong.
This article was up like 2 days ago.
Okay. The final game will be a non-linear 12-hour tactical romp through a magical awakened Hong Kong. But if it reaches certain funding milestones, it will be longer. Other stretch goals include cinematic scenes transitions at 150,000, a new character at 200,000, and a new side mission at 300,000.
Whatever.
Hong Kong will only be released on PC, Mac, and Linux. According to Harebrained Schemes.
That's interesting that they're skipping iOS and Android.
Yeah. Since the other ones came out on Android and iOS. Also, props to the studio for a sick Double Fine burn in its press release. In 2012, Harebrained Schemes funded the development of Shadowrun Returns on Kickstarter, and because the first video game company that raised over $1 million delivered the game to backers.
I don't know what that's in reference to.
I'm not sure what it is. I like Double Fine, so I'm sorry, Double Fine, if that was mocking you, but I didn't get it.
I don't get it either. Oh,
I must miss something.
I think
they're making fun of Broken Age, maybe, being two parts.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster has a lot to say in chat. He says Returns and Dragonfall were great games. Doesn't sound like it made as much money as they'd hoped. Hong Kong should be a great setting. Three dragons are vying for control in that region. Not to mention that Hong Kong is literally run by the
So we court. Actually get to kill a dragon in this game?
Yeah, that would be cool.
I want to get around to the Shadowrun games on my mobile phone. I've got a backlog.
I got such a backlog, you guys have no idea.
Well, you've been around since the dawn of time. That's not fair.
There's only so many hours in the days, guys.
Yeah, I know. Mine are spent like working and stuff like that.
Mine are spent like
masturbating. Fucking... That takes a couple hours.
Couple hours takes me like 5 minutes, man. Come on.
Well, am I doing it wrong or something?
Probably.
Probably, man. All right, let's move on. Mug, do you have the news stories up?
I do.
Let's go with the next.
All right. Which one was that? There you go. All right, so next we got, the Breath of Fire?
Yep.
All right, let's...
Any day now.
I'm waiting for it to come up. All right, Breath of Fire uses Fusion.
That's what she said.
Shut up. Comes to Wii U Virtual Console on February 12th. While Breath of Fire 2 will be available on the Wii U Virtual Console, started Capcom's RPG series isn't downloadable yet. Capcom announced Breath of Fire is scheduled for February 12th. The first game follows Ryu, a boy who can transform into a dragon, and Nina, a winged princess who can transform into a bird. Doesn't that describe all the games, if I'm not mistaken? They all involve a boy named Ryu who can transform into a dragon, and Nina, a girl who can transform into a bird.
Yeah, a couple other anthropomorphic characters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breath of Fire doesn't have the clever town creation system in the sequel, but it does have fish ox monsters and a part of the game where you wander into the mind of a mole person.
I'm sorry, what now?
It does have... you explore their dream world.
fish-ox monsters and a part of the game where you wander into the mind of a mole person. Street Fighter 2010, an action game spinoff that turns Ken from a Street Fighter to a cyborg cop, comes out this Thursday.
There's a hilarious story behind the game. They basically just made up the story to tie it in Street Fighter.
I don't even think it was originally a Street Fighter game when it
– No, it wasn't. But, yeah. But they also added the final fight to the title just to drive the point further.
Yeah.
So like, this is totally a Street Fighter game, guys, even though it totally isn't.
I'd love to see how they work that into the canon.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says about Shadow. I know there's a delay, and I don't want to not include anybody in chat, but he says that basically dragons in Shadowrun were like almost impossible monsters to beat. So, you know, I haven't played Shadowrun. I've heard lots of great things, but I think those are PC games, right?
Well, so we used to fight a dragon.
Those were like Super Nintendo and
I remember there was a Shadowrun game on the Super Nintendo. Wasn't there also one on the Xbox 360? Or maybe Xbox.
I remember there was a
first-person shooter.
Multiplayer only.
It was absolutely terrible. I played bots.
Yeah. I never played that.
I played it, unfortunately. I can't get the memory out of my head.
It was also a Mega CD version that was only released in Japan.
I drank a lot of beer trying to erase those memories, but no.
Hey, Stealth, you got the news stories up or no?
Don't even have that page anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
I accidentally erased it.
Why?
I literally don't have the sheet anymore.
Why would you fucking erase that, Stealth? Jesus Christ.
Because I erased all my emails, that's why.
All right, this comes to us from Silicon Era. Pandora's Tower and Cinepunishment star successor coming to the Wii U eShop 2. I believe I gave away Cinepunishment star successor for the Wii a long time ago. Nintendo has plans to bring even more of their Wii games as Wii U downloads in Japan. In addition to Super Mario Galaxy 2, Donkey Kong Country Returns comes out 21st. Kirby's Return to Dream Land is slated next for January 28th. Treasures, Excellent Rail Shooter, Sin and Punishment, Star Successor, Giant Slain, whatever that is, Zangeki no Reginleaf, and the Dark Action RPG meets Marriage Simulation's Pandora's Tower will also be re-released for 2,500 yen in Japan. What does that translate to?
Marriage Simulation?
$22. Is it inverted now?
Holy shit.
Because it used to be... Yeah, it used to be like, well, it's been a while since I checked, but it was something like 120, 130 yen to the dollar.
But in the U.S., we can expect all of them to be $20. But they plan on, at least for first-party titles, they plan on doing a sale for half off, like for the first week or so.
Freak 5 Chaos is in.
Which is why Super Mario Galaxy 2 is like $10.
I want to get back to Marriage Simulation.
I don't know why they call it a marriage simulator, because you're not married to the lady. You're just her girlfriend.
Or you're just her bitch? Wait. are you a girlfriend? Oh, okay. That's cool. So you're the one who does all the
laundry. Think about it, most video games are marriage simulators in that you get beat up a lot and you don't have sex.
I love that.
Hey. You gotta do the dishes, the cleaning, you gotta go get the groceries, and cook.
Hey. Well, in this game, you find meat that you've taken from monsters that you killed, and you feed her them, even though she's a vegan, but she has to eat it, otherwise the curse will take hold and she'll kill you.
Hey, break, man. Freak, break.
She's a vegan who will die if she doesn't eat meat. I'm sorry if I'm amused by that joke.
It's pretty funny. you saw what Free Five posted, Chad. Okay. All right.
That means I got to log into Twitter, damn it.
Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Nintendo hasn't forgotten – oh, this is from Silicon Era. Nintendo hasn't forgotten about their other monster collecting RPG, Fossil Fighters Frontier.
I'm sorry, what?
Fossil Fighters Frontier is still coming to the 3DS North America. It'll be released on March 20th, and it'll cost $30. And it says in the game you requires you to excavate Vivasaur fossils and bring the creatures back to life, which sounds and looks a lot better than that shitty ass Spectrode series.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have much to say about that other than yay. I mean, whatever.
I am not familiar with this series.
Yeah.
The series is about as old as the DS.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen these games. They haven't interested me that much. I didn't think they were super popular, though, but apparently they're popular enough to keep coming out with them. So, good on them. Break, can you read the next one, please?
Oh, wait, we got another story? Oh, coming to us live from Silicon Era? That's what I meant. Etrian Mystery Dungeon explores North America on April 7th. I saw what he did there. Etrian Mystery Dungeon has a release date. I'm just kidding, dude. Whoever wrote this, I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. Don't sue me. I'm not making any money for this. Etrian Mystery Dungeon has a release date in North America, April 7th. As detailed in past reports, the RPG will feature a mix of Etrian Odyssey and Mystery Dungeon gameplay. Atlas USA has also released a new trailer for the game. Feature, here we go, the Landsknecht.
Knecht. No, it's the K is not silent. It's German Knecht? For Knecht. It's for it's German for servant.
Landsknecht class from the Etrian Odyssey series. I'm sorry, could you do that one more time?
What, Knecht?
Knicks. I can't do that.
Not you kind of hiss the CH sounds.
Like I know. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Knick.
Knick.
Not. It's not Jewish, is it?
I failed. First print copies of Veteran Mystery Dungeon will come with
someone
a bonus
who has
soundtrack
German
CD.
Lineage Shard disappointing me right now, Break.
If dead people can hear me right now, they've already turned out. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? Just wait till you're dead, asshole. See what happens.
Yeah, you die and that's it. That's what happens. All right, where did you leave off? Are you done? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'm busy looking at Freak 5's response to my bitching about Kickstarter, which I'll get to in a minute. It looks great.
I think it's bitching about trains.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Trains?
Don't get me started
on
trains.
I was listening to some archived episodes, and that was like the episode where Frank basically lost his shit about trains.
I can't stand trains.
Let's make a Kickstarter for eliminating trains.
Oh, dude, that would be...
I live next to a train station. What the hell?
Fuck trains, man. Fuck trains.
What's wrong with trains?
I'm not talking about public transportation, okay? That's separate. That's a different deal. I'm talking about fucking trains. Like
shipping materials.
I knew this was going to happen. Anyway,
again, I live next to a train
station. There are still
news
stories.
Look, other than transporting people, I fucking hate trains, okay?
All the listeners know I've had to have had to mute myself for a train going by every once in a while.
Yeah, fuck trains, man.
Why are you all so upset about trains?
Oh, do you want me to get into it?
No, like, we really don't.
Railroad around here is...
Okay, all right.
I live close enough to it that I can hear a train when it goes by.
Okay, I'm going on to the next story.
Yeah, let's go to the next story.
No, hold on. Let me just quickly... Tell you why.
No,
I hate
because
trains.
This might turn into something. We should probably just move
on. It's not going to turn into anything.
Save it for a free for all.
Just quick statement, all right? It's 2015 and we're still using fucking trains to transport goddamn materials. All right.
Yes, because they're still
more
efficient than anything else.
They're not. Oh my God. I don't even want to get started with this. Let's go on. Go ahead.
Anyway. All right. Meet Hoopa, a new Pokemon coming to Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. The Pokemon Company has officially revealed Mott the Hoople, a new Pokemon that will appear in a new Pokemon that will appear in Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Here's how Hula Hoopa is described. Mott the Hoople is a rare mythical Pokemon that cannot be found during normal gameplay. Categorized as a mischief Pokemon, Hoopy is a psychic and ghost type Pokemon. Recognized by the golden rings that adorn its horns and body, which are said to have the power to bend dimensions and move objects across great distances.
So it's a psychic Pokemon, yeah. This is what they typically do.
Yeah,
it's a legendary Pokemon. Let's make it psychic. But it's also ghosts, so that's kind
details of... details on how you'll be able to obtain Koopa Hoopa and Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire will be announced in the near future.
When I first reported on this Pokemon back like when X and Y came out, they thought I said hookah.
Hey,
anyway, details will be announced in the near future. Additionally, as reported earlier, damn, I can't. I'm at a loss for another one. Hoopa will also be featured in the next Pokemon movie. Hoopa Loopa.
I like Eric's hookah. I need to get a hookah, man. Those things are awesome.
All right, pothead, move on. Oh, I mean, what's going on?
I'll talk about that more as we go along, too, because, I'll just explain after later on. All right, let's move on to the next story, guys.
I think it's pretty funny that your state's getting sued by all the surrounding states.
Well, fuck all those states, man.
Yeah. It's the most ridiculous lawsuit. Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to sue you because your voters voted pot legal. Fuck you.
It's coming over the borders into the other states. Because it's coming over into their borders is why.
Then you know what you do? Set up like you always do. I've seen it in Wyoming. Like with fireworks. You can go up to Wyoming and buy fireworks and come back into Colorado.
They've got a stupid law like that in Ohio. Like you're not allowed to buy fireworks in Ohio and set them off. Like I have to go to another state and buy them, but then I can set them off here. Like what the fuck?
For the longest time, South Carolina was the only state on the East Coast that where you could buy fireworks.
Yeah.
So that was where, you had people, who would come in from all over the place to buy fireworks here.
Suing Colorado because they can't control their own fucking people, man. Fuck you.
I know. All right. It's like, you realize how you get around that. You legalize it.
Right, exactly. Dungeon Buster says Colorado is the enemy within. Yes, it is, man. You and your fancy mountains, Dungeon Buster says. Oh, man. You guys would have a good time in Colorado, man. It's fucking badass.
I'm sure I would.
One of these years, I'm going to set WickedCon in Colorado, and you guys should all come hang out. All right. This next story comes to us from Silicon Era. I'm kind of excited.
I have a quick question. Can you pass through Colorado without getting in contact buzz?
You would be dumb to do that. I guess you could just roll up your window.
I'm just wondering.
All right. Xenoblade Chronicles 3D to release this April in North America and Europe. New Nintendo 3DS port of Xenoblade Chronicles will release sooner than expected in the West this April.
A reason for that.
Europe,
Monster Games is handling the coding, so that we're getting it first before Japan.
Europe will get it on April 2nd, and they don't have a date for North America. And I can tell you, it looks really good. That I can say. Monster Games. Eric knows almost everything, man. I should just call this the Eric Show.
They also said that in the Direct, so that's why I know that.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
I hope this means that they can keep a consistent frame rate, even if it doesn't reach 60, because I don't even think the original game was 60 FPS.
Yeah. All right, what do we got next?
We've got Silicon Era. Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D coming February 13th with special new 3DS XL.
Which you better be prepared to pay out the nose for because it's already sold out everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're lucky to even find one. Yeah. But anyways, that's all there is to that. But the XL bundle will cost 200. Let's see, it says just the XL, not the bundle, will cost you 200, just like every other 3DS XL. Which I've mentioned that the only version of the new 3DS you'll be getting is the XL version because they decided to not sell the regular edition.
Yeah, not domestically. But apparently, someone commented on in the comments for that story. Someone said they're going on Amazon and eBay anywhere from $300 to $2,000.
Oh wow! If you can,
I think Nintendo might eventually bring the regular 3DS model to the US, but for the moment, not really.
Oh, if you spend $2,000 on that, you are a jackass.
Yeah, but also when they released the new 3DS.
Although, if you want the bundle version of Majora's Mask 3DS with the game, it's going to cost you $229, I think. So about what you pay for them separately.
But apparently, Nintendo is leaving the charger out of the 3DS.
And people are pitching a bitch, even though you can go on Amazon and get one for less than $5, probably.
The problem is, it's you have to be able to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not optional hardware, mm-hmm. and it should be included.
Oh shit! If anybody's looking right now, you can get one for $150 on eBay, but a lot of them are selling for $290, $305, $306. Shit, fucking 3DS game. Okay, fuck that. $320. So you can get one for about $300, which isn't super expensive, but it's still expensive, right? But there's one for.
I wouldn't pay that much for fake gold.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one for $150. I mean, that's reasonable. But I was talking about flying to Vegas to get Golden Oxygen Bar, man. Yeah, I don't know where any of those oxygen bars are, man. Like, I'm not privy.
He says at the top of the mountain. God,
yeah, I'd probably. Jeez.
If you decide to get the 3DS,
just drive
XL,
the top of the mountain. God,
the right? Zelda one. It will apparently come with a code. It won't be pre-installed. I guess they're doing that because they probably have left it in a state that you'd have to format it anyway. So you use a code after that.
Probably. It's not a bad not a bad move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of 3DS bundles, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate getting a new Nintendo 3DS XL bundle comes to us from Silicon Era. That's the story. It'll be here it is. The bundle will be available exclusively via Evil G,
aka
GameStop in North America. So there you go. If you want to sell your soul, go get that 3DS. So, all right. We were talking about...
I still think that this whole new Nintendo 3DS XL thing is just going to blow up in Nintendo's face.
It might. I don't know, man.
Not just for the fact that it's just the XL, but AC.
No, not just that. I just mean the branding. Just calling it the new Nintendo 3DS. Like, average person...
You don't think it will sell?
I think it's going to...
They've already stopped production of the original 3DS, so it might not even be an issue.
Yeah,
stopped production.
Yeah, but the problem is going to come in when they start making hardware that's designed specifically to take advantage of it, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have people
that before. That's not new.
I realize that, but the thing is like they already ran into a problem with with brand identification with the Wii U. And it's like you think calling slapping new on the front of something isn't going to cause even more problems.
Mm. Well, let's move on, guys. I agree with some.
We've had all these arguments on their branding. Nintendo I think they're really out of touch with the West.
They're out of touch, but yet they still print money. So
I don't know about that. The Wii U has been a total failure
They printed money yesterday.
Yeah. Well, as the 3DS,
they're still in the game, but they're far from what I call success.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, they're not even where they were, in the previous generation.
The only problem with Nintendo is their third party shit on the Wii U. Other than that, they're fine.
No, their branding is a big problem. Calling their system the Wii U was the mistake number one of many.
Right.
Their haphazard approach to online.
Yes. Yeah. That's a big one.
They make good hardware, and their first party stuff develops.
I was gonna say
games.
And good software.
Yeah, but in terms of their market savvy, they have not really been in the game since the mid 90s.
Mm. Well, there's a reason why they're still.
I don't agree with that, because the Wii, like, they market that very well.
They got
like older people.
Yeah, the Wii was, you know, I think the DS
is marketed well.
Yeah, I mean the DS was kind of their, you know, what was really their saving grace, I think, in a lot of ways, because the Wii was a gamble that happened to hit. I mean, it became a fad.
Because of marketing, I think it had a lot to do with that, because they marketed it to the older generation and to a family, not just to the children or not just to the, you know, the 36-year-old guy.
And that's the interesting thing, is that they were marketing to a segment of the audience, or segment of the market that, by definition, you know, would lose interest. And then, you know, and basically said, you know, big F you to their, more core fans. And then now they're trying to recover that ground, and it's not working nearly as well as they would hope.
Mm. Well, we can debate that all day long, but
I think that's a pretty good perspective, actually.
It's a good perspective, but the way I look at
I think you're right. They have tried to go more. Sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, the way that they're conducting business still makes them viable. There's no question about that. You know,
I think the point more is, though, that they are not nearly as successful as they could be.
Right.
If they had a Western team of marketers handling their Western marketing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they should be willing to rebrand something for the, you know, for the U.S. market.
Yeah, I can tell you what would go on, too. Like, we want to call it the Wii U, and the whole Western team would be like, no.
Well, actually, think about this. The two systems that had the two consoles that had the most success were the ones that they didn't just change the name of it. They actually changed the form factor to appeal to a Western audience.
Even though I thought that idea of making it look like a gray, ugly box was a good idea, I highly doubt that was them.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
they succeeded in making it look more than a toy, though.
Well, that was the point. I mean, it's like, it was supposed to look like, excuse me, the old Nintendo was like, it's not a game system. It's, you know, it's a toy. And that's why the whole Rob the Robot was part of it. But the thing, you know, either way, you know, whoever came up with that idea was aware of the market in the US at the time. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, made a very wise decision in, you know, making it look less toy-like.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to a little bit more Nintendo news. We mentioned Xenoblade.
I want to know more about the Xenoblade game.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
How about Xenopico?
Ingrish is rubbing off on you.
Ingrish. I hate you guys.
At least it's not Flinch.
You guys are
We love you, Frank. You're such an easy target. I mean, we love you, Frank.
Fuck you, fucking ass. All right, let's move on. Xenoblade Chronicles, what is it, X or 10? Probably X. Released in Japan on April 29th. So that's the update. So, all right, Eric, next story, please.
Freak
5 is exiled. You're exiled.
Next story is from Silicon Era. Puzzle & Dragon Z and Super Mario Brothers Edition releases this May. That's right, it's a double pack. Doesn't have any date yet, but I'm going to assume somewhere in the middle of the month. But in case you didn't know, it's Puzzle & Dragon Z is basically Bejeweled and Puzzle Quest, but more fun than either of those.
Puzzle Quest,
and you can go Super Saiyan, right?
I don't know about that. There are a lot of anime tie-ins with the Puzzle & Dragons mobile game in Japan, which we'll never see because.
Yeah, localization licensing nightmare. Kind of like the Super Robot Wars games.
I imagine Gung Ho approached Nintendo about bringing this game to the US, they're like, let's put Mario with it because it's the only way people might actually give a shit.
Hmm. Well, Nintendo's has never really.
Well, I'll tell you that right now that I saw footage of the Mario edition and it looks ugly. I mean, Puzzle Dragon Z is 2D artwork, and this game is ugly 3D.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, it still might be fun. Like that's.
Although at least this game isn't Pokemon Shuffle, which is a shitty microtransaction-y piece of shit.
did you say Shuffle or Shovel?
Shuffle.
That's gonna make a lot of money, though.
Oh yeah. For
maybe
sure.
maybe Shovel would have been more.
The game, because the game is based on microtransactions. If you want to play more, you can either wait or you can pay.
Oh, so it's like what's it that dungeon?
It's Candy Crush, basically. Yeah.
Basically, my cat's going crazy. I don't know if you guys hear this fucking cat.
Oh, I hear it.
Get out of here. Go away.
Frank needs to go tame that wild pussy.
Oh, Jesus.
Look, I've already tamed that wild pussy.
A wild pussy approaches.
All right, moving on. What do we got next, Break?
Oh, fuck me. Come to his life.
Thank you.
Looking there. Aww.
I have a disease, Break.
Oh, fuck, man. What the fuck?
Frank's erection. It's not very effective.
Yeah, I'm hurt now. Coming to his live from Silicon Era. Or dead, apparently, because I'm disease-ridden, coronary. A new Fire Emblem game announced for Nintendo 3DS. I guess that's pretty much the story. Nintendo
just needs a self-depreciation because you do that all the time. And you bring everybody down.
I bring everybody down?
You bring me down.
I'll be right back. I'm going to let this fucking cat out. Jesus Christ.
Cat emergency.
Let's skip ahead here. Yakuza Kozaki will once again design characters for the game. not even close. Yusuke Kozaki will once again design characters for the game. The story will be written by comic book writer Shin Kobayashi.
Or is it Kiba?
Yeah. Kibayashi? Yeah. Nintendo President Satoru Iwata said that the game will feature a choice system that will have more of an impact than any previous game in the series. You will make even bigger choices, and the effect of these choices on the world will be greater than ever.
Sounds like
said Iwata.
The game's probably going to have multiple endings.
Oh, and he did cackle.
And multiple scenarios.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Oi, 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 babe.
And, oh, yeah, and according to the footage, the characters no longer have peg feet.
Okay.
So they actually managed to re-render the characters.
So they actually had all feet. Weird.
All right.
Okay, okie dokie.
So what's next? Phantom Dust remake?
Yes. Phantom Dust. Go ahead.
All right. Microsoft's Phantom Dust reboot will be a 30-hour JRPG.
Yay!
Remember last year when Microsoft said it was rebooting Phantom Dust? Me neither. Well, actually, no. I do.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I do. It's been a while since we've heard about the project, but now we have some juicy details, compliments of creative director Ken Lobb in a recent podcast. It's obvious that the reboot will be of the JRPG variety, but the goal is to make it, quote-unquote, 30 hours. Lobb says the story is one of the original strengths, and it deserves to be retold to a bigger audience. The new Phantom Dust will also not hide the fact that it's an arena or card-based game, so people don't feel the sting of the bait and switch. The pricing model is still undecided. The Killer Instinct piecemeal idea was thrown around, since gamers won't want to take a, quote, $60 risk, unquote.
Mm.
Those are some robotic boobs she's got going on in that picture.
Oh, that's Kansas Dust in the Wind.
That's like 70s rock, album.
Like I'm thinking heavy metal when I see this.
That's a great song, Dust in the Wind, but, whatever. All right, guys, no big deal on that. Anybody got anything to say about that story? Can we move on?
So we're all excited. Yay.
Yay. This is the exciting hour.
Wasn't the original game also a kind of an RPG, Japanese RPG?
Was it an American game?
I don't know.
No, it was
played it, but apparently it was a card-based game, according to the
Well, it's an arena combat game that uses like card-based combat. I've never played it, but I get the impression that its card implementation is not terribly different from like the Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories. I could be completely off base with that, but that's the impression I've gotten.
All right, let's move on. You have a homie discount, Eric.
Yeah. If you go to greenmangaming.com, You can get Dragon Age Inquisition for $31.
Which is a good price. I just finished that the other day.
You know
what? And excuse me, you have to use the coupon code to get it at that price. Yeah. But so the coupon code SAVE23 per off Mosant.
Whatever that means.
You might want to put that in the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second. Everybody has this game except for me. I'm gonna get it, but I'm gonna wait till it goes budget.
I'll get it on PC, but only after I've played through the other two.
Yeah, it is. You really do need to play the other ones to make sense of what the hell's going on.
Transfer all my save data, which means I need to play it all on one system.
You can't transfer your save data in Dragon Age Inquisition.
Not even from two.
No, the way it works, there's this website called the Dragon Age Keep, where it basically goes over all of the relevant questions in each of the games, and you build your world state.
And maybe I just get it on console instead.
Hmm. Well,
The PC, maybe the PC, if you're like transferring save in from the PC version, maybe the PC version does it, but if it does, I don't know.
I want to get this game. I was turned off by Dragon Age 2 and didn't give this game even a thought, but I've been seeing too
I know.
Much
I thought you
think
were
the biggest
protest
problem people have with Dragon Age 2 is that it's not Origins.
Well, see, I thought you were protesting this game until they made a direct sequel to Dragon Age 2.
Not that it was
2.
Structurally bad.
Fuck you, Brady.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, a lot of people were less like they didn't like the very localized nature of Dragon Age 2's story. I mean, it takes place all in one city.
Also the fact that almost all environments look the same.
Yeah.
Well, it recycles environments a lot. But the events of the story are actually, of the story of Dragon Age 2 actually play a major role in Dragon Age Inquisition.
Ugh. And it plays like shit, DA2. So
no, it doesn't.
Game. Oh, that game was shit. Look, Dungeon Buster agrees with me. DA2 was dog shit.
Dungeon Buster can be wrong, just like
No, Dungeon Buster's absolutely right. Look, if there's one person.
You like Dragon Quest, I don't want to hear your comments.
Dragon Quest is the greatest game of all time, man.
Don't lie, Frank. We all know you prefer Dragon Age 2.
Fuck you, Brake. Look, it's well chronicled, right?
Frank is a
Dragon Age 2. Yes.
Look,
for Dragon Age 2.
Before you got on this show, I broke down DA2 and what was wrong with that game when I played it. I deconstructed that game every inch of that game when I played it. It was one of the worst RPGs I've ever played, period. And it was not to mention it had probably, I believe at the time that we did a news story, it had like three times the budget or four times the budget as DA1, and it was horrible. It was fuck that game. But
I need to play just to see how bad it is.
So bad, man. Dragon
Frank
Age
sent me the copy for like, I think he got it for like $5 or something.
I don't know, man. It's not worth $5, to be honest with you.
Oh, fuck off.
It sucks. Dragon Age Inquisition is looking a lot better.
Though. Freak 5 Chaos says Leisure Suit Larry was the greatest game of all time.
You know, the first Leisure Suit Larry wasn't that bad, but
man, see, I liked the second one. The second one I thought was funny. I mean, it's like it's incredibly linear, but it's like it's one of those games where if you play it with a walkthrough, you'll miss most of the jokes because most of the jokes happen when you die.
Hmm. Yeah, there was one that I played on the Xbox that was a piece of shit.
Oh god,
that'd be the same one I played too.
Was that being like
Magna Cum Laude?
Yeah,
there was a mini game in that where you control the sperm.
Yeah, that was the one. That was one that was done after Al Lowe was no longer involved.
You're trying to control a sperm, guiding it to the egg.
Oh god, that was so bad. Yeah, let's move on, guys. What have you been playing? Stealth, we'll start with you. Did we lose Stealth? Probably. It's probably like,
Maybe he's in stealth mode.
Yeah. All right, Mug, what have you been playing?
Well, like I said, I finished Dragon Age Inquisition. For the most part, I was pretty pleased with it. If you spend a lot of time with some of the side quests, it can get more than a little tedious. But and I didn't care all that much for the climax and ending. It's like, you know, when you finally decide to undertake the final mission, you pretty much leap almost directly into, like, there's this short cinema shortcut scene, and then you leap right into the final boss fight. And then there's the final boss fight, and then you get a little summary ending, and then you can continue.
Let me ask you that real quickly, Mug. What was the worst thing about Dragon Age Inquisition? What was the worst thing that you can think
of? Excuse me. I would say the worst thing is that it's really easy to get bogged down in meaningless side shit.
Open the world syndrome. Yeah.
Well, it has several huge areas, but exploring them fully can get to be kind of a chore.
Right. Okay. That what you just said was a million times more better than anything that you did in Dragon Age 2.
Did you really just say more better?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I'm sticking by it. So,
all right. Well, go ahead then.
See, I will say that, this is the kind of thing, it's, you know, you can argue game mechanics and that kind of shit all you want, but this is, you know, purely subjective. With one or two exceptions, I liked the characters in Dragon Age 2 better than the ones in Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh my god, dude. You're going through the archives, right?
Fight!
You just go through and you find where I okay. just tear that.
The thing is, dude, this is, you know, it's a game and we have our subjective opinions about it. Uh-huh. I mean, I like, you know, I like to give you shit about liking about Dragon Quest. Right. Honestly, it doesn't matter to me. It's your opinion and you're welcome to it. You like it, have fun.
You know what?
I don't like it.
This is the reason.
Hey guys, just wait
till we get to what I've been playing.
This is the reason why I love this show, right? I make so many people mad. I even flustered Moria. Now, that's not an easy task. So
I'm flustered.
Yeah, you're all flustered. You're hot and bothered, dude.
No, I'm really.
I'm sorry. What? How did he go from flustered to hot and bothered? Those are way different.
No, dude. Trust me. You
hot
you
and bothered means I'm turned on.
I got you both flustered and turned on.
Delusional.
Every time.
I gotta tell you, Frank, you don't. I like you, man. But
you are not. You are ill equipped to turn me on.
Break
that way.
I don't lust break, after you, Frank. I'm
break,
sorry.
Man. That's an incorrect statement. You know you love me. Right? Look, I'm telling you.
I know you better than you know yourself.
Look, check this out.
I know you have boners fingering me at night.
Look, I'm kind of a respected person in the community, right? The gaming community. I've been doing this for quite a long time. I don't say things just to say them, right? My thoughts are pretty well thought out, but if I can be deconstructed and you can show me a different path, I'm willing to change opinions, right?
So you're saying you had well thought – you thought it out about us being, you know, few? Like, what?
Well, that's exactly.
It does raise some interesting questions.
Yeah, like, that's kind of what I'm hearing here, Frank.
but
look, I don't have
can
a
Can I
problem.
Interrupt everybody?
No. Look, what I'm saying is, right, when it comes to – you're right, Moria. A lot of things are subjective, your opinions, you know, you like what you like, you don't like what you don't like, and nobody can tell you that your opinion is wrong because it's not, right? But if you look at it objectively, that game...
That's the thing. There is no such thing as true objectivity because everything is always going to be filtered through your subjective perceptions.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, there were so many problems. Look, it's like the way I feel about
Let's put it this way.
Hold on.
I had more fun with Dragon Age 2 than I have ever had with any Dragon Quest game.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't like turn-based.
That's fine.
That's part of it.
It's like, okay, when you go to a movie... And you go to a movie because you want to go to a movie. You don't give a shit what the critics think, right? Most of the times, I'm in agreement with that. But if I find a movie that's getting on a, I don't know, Metacritic or Rotten Tomatoes.
First of all, fuck Metacritic.
I understand. Chill out, Eric. Let me finish this, right? Usually, if the critics are saying at 11%, like on Rotten Tomatoes, if a movie is getting 11%, you probably should not go watch that movie, right? There are exceptions. I've seen movies that are have been rated lower than what you know, like 11%, you know, 20%, 30%, whatever, that have been – I liked it. So what you're saying is correct, right? But that doesn't mean that the movie is a piece of shit. It could be a piece of shit. It just – you had fun with it. You laughed. You cried. You did whatever in that movie. And I'm not talking your porn movies break, right? But the problem is with a game like Dragon Age 2, most people – I'd say most. I don't think I'm too far off. Think that game is a heaping pile of fucking shit, man.
Okay, but you're also making an okay. Someone's screwing around with their mic, and that needs to stop. But you're making an argument from popularity.
No, I'm not. You're saying a
lot of people. You know, a lot of people agree with you, so that backs up your point.
No. Look, when critics go to a movie, they don't base that. At least if they're being honest with themselves and their audience, they're not basing their opinion. Their review on their own opinion. They're basing their views on whether or not it was a good movie, right? You could not be a fan of the horror genre and go in as a critic if you're doing your job right and find a horror movie to be a good movie. You might not like it, but it's a good movie, right? And you can say that in your review.
Well, you know? I look at it this way. I can say, like, you know, I don't enjoy Mario games.
Uh-huh.
I can look at Super, and you know, I find Mario to be unbelievably boring. I mean, I can look at a Mario game and say, that's a well-made game. Not my thing, but it's a well-made game.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is But it's like now with a game like Dragon Age 2, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm not even saying it was as good as the original. But it was not a bad game. And I mean, it's because, you know, the mechanics worked fine for me at least. I didn't have any technical issues. I mean, the thing I really didn't like about it was the recycling of areas. That was the one thing that I was like, God, that's like the biggest black mark on that game.
There were a bunch of things I didn't like about that game that were objective and not subjective, Moria. I mean, I don't want to go.
Well, the very fact that some people that you know, if there were aspects of it that you had a problem with, that I don't means that it is subjective.
That's not true, dude. Objective means existent, irrespective of
individual perception.
Look, check this out, Moria. If you go through a game and you're encountering, this is just an example. I'm not talking about Dragon Age 2, right? And you're encountering frame rate issues or draw-in, pop-in. You're encountering same enemies, you know, repetition, all that. Those are not subjective. Those are objective, man. There were
the existence of such things may be objective. Like you can say, like the you know,
but how so you just, deal with it is subjective.
Yeah, it's like how you react to it. You know how it affects your personal experience of the game is subjective. I mean, I personally didn't notice any significant frame rate issues. I mean, I was playing it on the PS.
You were biased. You weren't looking for that shit.
Hey, you can't claim I was biased. I went into the game I was like, okay, it's a sequel. Let's see how it is. And I was surprised as anybody else at the changes to it. Yeah. I mean, I was like, okay, well, this isn't the same, but I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah. I'm not coming from, you changed everything and it sucks because you changed everything perspective.
Well, no, I'm not. And I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying, but like, you know, I didn't have, you know, I didn't watch a bunch of trailers beforehand. I watched the trailer that's the same trailer that the pre-rendered one that Blur made, that, you know, because they make gorgeous trailers. But like the one of the of Hawk fighting the Kunari guy with the horns, and you know, it was like a really nice. I was like, wow, that's cool. You know, it doesn't mean anything. It's just CG, but But I didn't watch any trailers for it. I didn't have any hype built up. And with Dragon Age Inquisition, I very deliberately avoided it. I haven't watched a single trailer for Dragon Age Inquisition. I haven't. Yeah, you know, I never didn't look at any screenshots or anything.
Well, all I can say is it didn't play nearly as good as the first, even with the new mechanics. And that, I mean, it's almost inexcusable. It's almost inexcusable. That game, to me, all right, this is now subjective. It's now subjective, all right? To me, that was one of the biggest piles of shit that I'd played in the last 15 years. And maybe it's because I played so many great games in that time period that it skews my judgment towards that game. But I really don't think so, man.
Well, the thing is, for me, like, I haven't – okay, you want to talk about a bad game? Like a genuinely just like this is a pile of shit. It's a game that is
play Haunted House, Crypt of Graves. That's a terrible game.
Like okay, like Superman 64, Ride to Hell Retributions, or if you ever really want to punish yourself, Drake of the Nine Dragons.
Oh, that game's bad.
Holy fuck! I mean, that's a genuinely terrible game. I mean, like we're talking like a 0 or 1 out of an objective 10. It's like just if you're talking about 5 is perfectly average. Uh-huh. 0 is why is this, get the shit away from me. And 10 is like a religious experience. Drake of the Nine Dragons is hovering really damn close to 0.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like just experience, you experience hell.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose that's true. But
look,
I mean,
that's a bad example, right? All right. Right. I agree with you, Moria. There's like, no question. That's a 0 game.
At worst, the way I look at it, Dragon Age, Dragon Age 2 was like a C+.
On that scale, 1 to 10, it's about a 2, dude. It's a couple notches up from that piece of shit that you mentioned, Drake. But
I don't know. I'm sure that Dragon Age 2 is a better game than that.
Talk about like a 2. I'm thinking like when I see it's like a 2, like when we're talking about in that kind of scale, I'm thinking a game that's, there are some nice ideas, but it's so fundamentally broken that it's very nearly unplayable.
No, that's not the way I look at it. It's either on my scale, 1 to 10, 1 is very bad and 10 is really good, like excellent, right? So in my scale, it's a fucking 2, dude. It's one of the worst RPGs that I've ever played, period.
I gave that Arcana game a 4. Yeah. I call 4 damaged goods.
Yeah. All right. Out of 5.
We need to move on, guys. We haven't even got through what we've been playing. So I've played a little more Kingdom Hearts 2.5, but I've been dicking around with the goddamn website and doing other stuff. Eric, what have you been playing quickly, please?
What I haven't been playing? I've been playing more just basically Hyper Dimension Neptunia. Rebirth
2. That's it?
Did you just hear a snort?
I think he snickered.
Right.
He's like a Muttley thing that.
What's eating you, Breakman?
What else have you been playing, man? Let's just get through this. All right.
A little bit of a game I can't talk about.
Excitement, okay. Adventure, and really wild things.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
A little bit more of that F game.
All right.
And an issue where the game wouldn't load because apparently some system files got corrupted. So I had to uninstall it. And then for whatever reason, the game's audio levels were all the way to 0. And I mailed them about it. And they said, well, check your volume settings. So I was like, why is it 0 now? Like, whatever.
Last action
computer snafus.
Hey, Breakman, Last Action Hero is the greatest game of all time.
Oh God!
Actually, Frank, just say like the way that you feel about Dragon Age 2 is the way I felt about the original Kingdom Hearts.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's a great game.
And you know why? Because the camera, in my opinion, was so bad that it made the game unplayable.
Kind of fixed it.
Yeah, they fixed it, man. Yeah.
I mean, maybe so, but I'm just saying. I only played the original PS2 version, and I got as far as like the end of the what was the first level, the Lion King thing. I think I got to where there's Hercules, and I was just like, I'm not having fun.
Lion King was too.
I had a lot of fun with that game, man.
I don't think we can go without saying Hercules.
No, you got to leave out the Y.
Getting on the Hydra's back.
Hercules.
That was two.
Hercules. Yeah.
Hercules. All right, Brake. Okay. Brake, what have you been playing?
Just to piss Frank off, I've been playing games that he'll hate. I've only been playing Plants vs. Zombies 2, and that's because they've added they've started adding another stage to it, another world. When it first started, there were, Ancient Egypt, Pirates, and Old West. Now they've added, Future, they've added Medieval Times. There's a 50s beach one, and the newest one that they've just added is the Neanderthals.
Oh.
So the Ice Age. And I've been actually having a lot of fun with it. I think it's their best add-on since the Future DLC.
Hmm.
And the other game I've been playing is Final Fantasy 13-2, which Frank absolutely hates love.
No, that's not true. It's slightly better than Final Fantasy.
By slightly better, you mean this game's fucking awesome. Love this game. I have sex with this game daily.
And I would rate Final Fantasy 13 worse than Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I did not like Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, and then we've had this discussion.
I gave 13 to 6.
Dude, well, you're wrong.
That's very generous.
You're objectively wrong, Eric. Yeah.
Back then, I'd probably give it.
You have an opinion?
How dare you have an opinion that's different from mine?
Very generous. Excuse
me. All right. Yeah, so I'm having a lot of fun with it, with Future Boy Trunks. And you know what? The girl...
Future Boy Trunks that amused me.
Oh, well, the girl, she reminds me of – have you guys seen the Walking Dead TV show? I know Frank has.
I've watched through the middle of season 4.
Frank, you know Beth?
Yes.
She reminds me of Beth. She is fucking Beth. I'm just waiting for her to break out in the song at some point.
Wow.
She is the most bland character ever.
Mm.
And if she breaks out in the song, I will murder her. But Trunks is cool. Thank God. I would murder her if she did.
Noel wasn't that interesting, but he was more interesting than Sarah.
Well, he's
Snow or Lightning.
Well, look, Trunks. He comes from a really bad situation, but he's always upbeat until he meets Snow, and he just doesn't like Snow. I mean, come on, you gotta like him for that.
Nobody likes Snow.
Exactly, in this game, everybody's like, oh, Snow's the hero, Snow's so great.
I think I slept.
Noel's like, yeah, fuck you, Snow, you're a douchebag.
Look,
I like you.
I played 13-2 because of RP Grinders, right? If I didn't have this show, I don't even think I would have went through that. But you're right; it's better than 13. I'll give it that, man. It's not the worst game I've ever played. But all right, what else? Anything else?
No.
All right.
The worst game you ever played. Apparently, we just talked about it.
look, it's not Dragon Age 2 is not the worst game I've ever played, but it's one of the worst RPGs I've ever played. Period.
I've played much worse.
I played much worse too.
I've played. Have you guys ever played like a bad game to completion?
Yeah.
Probably one of the worst games
I've had to as a reviewer.
I'm interrupting. I'm sorry, man.
Not as a review. Just like you're playing it and you can't explain why you're playing this game, but you play it all the way through. Like I played Quest 64 all the play.
Oh my!
I have no
Musashi Samurai Legends PS2.
Wow,
I've heard pretty bad things about that. Most of the time, I really can't force myself to finish a bad game.
That made the original good, and I was waiting for it to get better, and it never happened.
Like I usually quit like bad games. Like no, I've got other things to do. But like I can't understand like why I played this game all the way through, but I did.
I've got a question for you guys.
I haven't played Dragon Age 2, but Quest 64 was much worse than Dragon Age 2.
Probably true.
Well, look, but Superman 64 is worse than Dragon Age 2. I mean,
everybody brings up Superman 64 as one of the worst games of all time because it was bad. But I think we – I'm just saying we need to
– Ride to Hell Retribution.
Has anybody ever played Captain Novel then?
No.
No. Yeah, I remember you've said something about it before.
But yeah, I have played Superman 64 and it is absolutely terrible. I'm just saying we need other
– Played.
There have been a ton of bad games. We can just use other references is what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for you guys. What would you say is the most like the worst game you can, like you're playing this is like this is a really bad game, but you still enjoyed it.
I can speak to that.
I'll probably feel that way after I'm done with Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z.
What is it? Raiders of the Lost Ark for the 2600 was a terrible game, but I stuck through it.
But I mean, what I mean is like you, where you can look back on it and say like, I really enjoyed that. I mean, that was a terrible game, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Legend of Zelda 2.
I had plenty.
I don't think that's a terrible game. I love that game.
It's very different from the original and it's unforgivingly hard.
Yeah, that's why I hate it. Cause it's like level design is just ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the engine of the game, I think is extremely solid.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, let's move on, guys, to Stinkos.
I'll have to think about that one, because I know there have been games that are absolutely bad, but I still love them.
Yeah, I like that
Castlevania
game.
Castlevania 2.
It's like, oh, God.
Well,
I don't know about you guys, like with movies, do you have, like, a really, this is a fucking terrible movie,
yep.
But I can't get enough of it.
There's plenty
for
of
me,
those.
Last Action Hero.
For me, it's Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I love that film. It's complete garbage.
I hate that.
Street Fighter.
That's an example of what I was telling you, Moria. That's a horrible movie, but you know you might like it. You know,
I love Last Action Hero. Like I understand it's a bad movie, but I fucking love that movie.
I love that movie too. Actually, just because
Frank. I love you, Frank. I won't make fun of you.
You know why I like that movie?
It knows it's bad, but it's going to make fun of everything else.
Right. The soundtrack alone makes that movie watchable, man. That has a kick-ass soundtrack.
What movie?
Last Action Hero.
I've never seen it.
It's enjoyable, it. Man. It's terrible.
That's considered one of the worst movies of all time. But I don't care. I love the fucking movie.
Didn't Last Action Hero get buried by Jurassic Park in the theater?
Yeah, it got buried by everything, man. It was terrible.
Well, I mean, but like it came out like right at the same time as Jurassic Park.
Ripped off the box art.
Dungeon Buster says,
"Wow, you're right."
Dungeon Buster says, "Magic tickets for the win." All right, let's move on, guys. Stinko, Eric, quickly, please.
Stinko is Pope news.
Oh, what
is this? Is from BBC.com. Paris attacks Pope Francis. Says freedom of speech has limits.
Oh.
Says Pope Francis has defended freedom of expression following last week's attack on French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, but stress its limits. The Pontiff said religions needed to be treated with respect so that people's faiths were not insulted or ridiculed.
Otherwise,
fuck
what?
You piece of shit.
Look,
I gotta say though, like, that is bad, but I've heard a lot worse.
Yeah, he said worse, but this is
I mean, like, there are people that have been saying we need to wage war because of this.
Yeah,
like
right.
I've heard a lot of people saying this is war. We need to shed blood for this.
Yeah, well, welcome to the world of jihadist and
I know. I'm just saying, like that's bad.
But religion doesn't automatically deserve respect.
Yeah.
It needs
religion.
It's
an idea.
So to me,
yeah,
and neither does the Pope.
Dungeon Buster says Way of the Samurai 4 is coming to Steam this month. Thanks, Dungeon Buster.
And it seems that no matter what incarnation of the Pope ever comes around, they'll never be quality.
This Pope, people are – I've seen –
People are practically filleting the man.
Most of a presenter he is himself.
Yeah. A lot of people seem to think that this is the best Pope that there's been in a long time because he's –
Probably is, but it's still not saying much.
No, it's not. Like if – the standard that we had to live up to was this Ratzinger guy. Then this guy
is John,
like
Pope John Paul. People have all these romantic notions of, but
right.
I hate to use there not to
or Mother Teresa.
Point. Oh fuck her.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mother Teresa was just as bad as John Paul.
Oh, so bad, man. So
she was
bad.
Worse. She was honestly worse.
Yeah. Hitchens did a documentary on Mother Teresa.
Yeah, he actually wrote a book about her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was the documentary was based on the book, so
yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what to say, man. I mean, if he thinks that there's, you know, you should not talk about religion because for fear of your life, then he's a piece of shit. He's just a fucking piece of shit. There's no other way to
basically he said, you know, you can't, you know, basically it's like it's provocation. Like,
right.
The analogy that he made was that, you know, if you insult a man's children, don't be surprised if you get a punch in the nose or something very similar to that.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, that doesn't make it okay. You know, just because someone says something to you, that doesn't give them the right to commit assault.
You know what?
Violence should be the last option, not the first.
You know what the Pope should be doing right now? Is cleaning up the Catholic Church and getting rid of all the fucking pedophiles that are still hidden away.
Letting women into the priesthood.
Right. You concentrate on that shit.
Whoa. Slow down. Oh, I mean, sorry.
Priests without balls?
Ugh, fuck him.
Oh my god.
Fuck him. All right.
No, the balls will shrink if you do that.
Hey,
they won't be able to diddle the little boys anymore.
Right. Hey, Stealth, are you back?
I'm here.
All right. What is your stinko of the week?
I had one, but I lost it.
Okay.
I know I had a good one, too.
I've seen Alan Mayall docs.
Yeah. Whatever. That. Anyways.
Break. That's not it.
Oh.
Break. What is
okay,
your
well, maybe,
oh,
maybe
I remember
stuff.
What it is. I remember what it was. I watched this video.
Right.
It's on – I think it's on CNN. I don't have the link now, but it was of like a South Korean preschool.
What?
I don't know if you heard this story, but apparently this teacher just like punched this like toddler so hard she like flew.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, hold on.
I've seen people
video.
Get pushed on the ground, but this
but
guy.
Yeah, and then they closed the preschool, and now it's like a whole investigation, but that's just crazy. I don't think I could ever hit someone like that. I mean, she's like three.
Praise the Lord. Bam.
Next toddler. Yeah, here. Here, let me send the link.
I actually remember hearing something similar to that, Stealth. Yeah, fuck that guy, man. That's – or woman, whatever. Fucking people, man. I mean, kids are – you know, they're – as Oprah likes to say, I've never used an Oprah references. They're just little people, but damn, man.
Please don't ever do that again.
I know, man.
No
I
more Oprahisms.
Well, I mean, she made a good point on one of her shows. Look, I know she's a terrible person. But
on one of her shows. Apparently you've watched multiple.
I've watched multiple. I'm not going to lie, man.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You have too much free time, Frank.
No.
You've betrayed the male gender.
Look,
how dare you?
You want to speak about
holy crap.
You want to speak about.
Yeah, it was a bad video.
If you want to speak about objectivity, right, you have to be fair. Like, every once in a while, I'll watch Fox News. A lot of times I laugh my ass off, but if they make a good point, they make a good point, which is hardly ever. But I want to see both sides of what people are talking about, you know? So
that's why I watch TJ's videos and Thunderfoot's videos, even though I think they're pieces of shit.
Right.
I mean, the thing is you also have to consider the fact that, you know, you're basically looking at, you know, it's not a news source. It's propaganda.
Right. Right. All right. Let's move on.
It's entertainment for the conservatives.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes there's
the only problem is that they take it seriously.
You know saying where there's smoke, there's fire. Every once in a while, they'll blurt out a news story and they'll misrepresent it. And I have to do my due diligence. I go and look and see where they got like this. The whole I don't know if you guys seen the Young Turks video on the no-go zones. It's pretty hilarious how Fox News like created this no-go zone in France, like where you're not allowed to go. And there was this other news station that was from France.
What happens if you go there?
Nothing. Well, according to them, you can't go there. Otherwise, you'll be killed. Or I mean, that's the way
you'll disappear. It's the Bermuda Triangle.
Right. Right. But this news outlet there went to these places that they said were no-go zones, and they interviewed people on the street randomly, and it was hilarious. They're like, "What are you talking about? Are you – you know, that's a stupid question. Like,
yeah,
it's great here." You know.
Yeah, because like, I mean, they're it's fear. Yeah, you know, they. Like all news media, especially on this, particularly Christ. And especially on the television, but news media is more about incitement than informing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Right, all right. Break. Did you go with your stinko yet, or no?
Me?
Yeah, break.
Oh, break. Sorry.
Okay. My stinko goes to this is coming to us from USA Today.
Yeah.
North Miami police use faces of black men as targets.
Ooh.
And North Miami Beach police are facing criticism for using mug shots of black suspects for target practice. Yes, just black suspects. Not racial profiling at all. We're just using black people. One of the six bullet-riddled faces was the brother of a Florida National Guard sergeant who was shocked when she arrived at the gun range after police snipers last month. Her brother had served 4 years in prison for a fatal drag race as a teenager, but turned his life around after his release in 2004. So 11 years ago, North Miami Beach police J. Scott Dennis defended his sniper team, asshole, which he said includes minority officers who I'm sure were sitting there like,
yeah, that's the we have black friends thing.
I know. Yep. I'm sure they're talking to themselves like, come on, like they're all just we're shooting at black people. That's it. No policies were violated. No racial profiling was involved. And none of the officers would be disciplined.
Right.
That was according to that guy.
Well, look.
He acknowledged, however, that they could use better judgment because one target, Woody Dient, has been arrested by his department and would be someone that was on the streets of North Miami Beach. Yeah, right. So you're telling them, hey, we're using this target.
Right.
Look, target practice. So you're saying that if you're out on the streets, maybe you'll see that guy and automatically shoot him. Dennis told the NBC station that photographic targets were vital for facial recognition drills, and that's quote unquote.
Right.
And they would continue to be used after the department expands its inventory of images.
Oh, of course.
They're going to expand it to use white and Latino faces, which still doesn't make the spray.
You know, because up to that point, they had no white or Latino faces
in Miami.
Right.
In the city of Miami, there are apparently only black criminals.
Right. Exactly. Look, in the grand scheme of things, if a cop can get away with murder, as in the case of Eric Garner, what makes anybody think that these cops were going to get any sort of discipline for shooting at pictures of people? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sick. It's fucking sick.
Well, And I didn't even read the rest of the story. Basically, and I'll just kind of sum it up, that woman who came in and saw a picture of her brother on the wall, that was from 2004. This is 2015 now. He is reformed. He is a hardworking individual now, apparently, according to sources, whatever. But he is so clean and sober, and he has a wife and family and working hard. Just be a straightforward citizen, but you're putting this guy's picture on the wall. You're basically telling officers if you see this guy, shoot him.
Yeah, that's.
There's no justification for any of this. Even if they put white people's faces on there, Latino faces, I don't care if they put. People that – I don't know what other else.
How about not putting mugshots on targets?
How about that?
Most police departments use just like the standard blank face type thing.
Look, here's the thing, Brake. There's something to be said about this. If you're all you're looking at, I don't care if you're a black officer, white officer, Latino officer, and all you're shooting at is targets of black people, you probably are going to be more inclined to shoot a black person.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No fucking doubt.
I mean,
that's why it's my stinko. This is absolutely
called conditioning.
Yes, conditioning. Thank you.
This is some of the most blatantly racist shit. and even if they add Latino and white people, you're still profiling people. Yeah. It's just
instead of shooting like people statues, why don't they like make them statues of Furbies?
More than anything else, it's not just that you're. It's not even just that it's racial. It's that if you see a perpetrator or an alleged perpetrator, shoot them.
And I got
How about we just use pictures of Madonna?
I got another question for you. Because
that'd be awesome if somebody shot her.
No, that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What, did I say that? My bad.
Look, here's the thing.
I know. She's a bitch and all, but she doesn't deserve to die. I'm sorry. I was just kidding, God, Frank.
Here's the thing. Madonna has some good music, man. Calm down.
I'm sorry. What?
Look, here's the thing.
That's your opinion on everything is now invalid.
How dare you, sir? Without Madonna, we wouldn't have a lot of the great 80s music that we have, man. I agree with you 100%, Breakman, and you, Moria. Like, it's conditioning. How about this? Why do you have a fucking sniper team? You know? That I know you have to have snipers for, these robbers that, you know, I mean, come on, a sniper. It's the militarization of the police force that's
see that I don't kind of agree with you just because of what happened in Ohio recently. Well, this last week, somebody probably not that far away from me, actually in the same fucking city. Just buying assault rifles and explosives and stuff to commit a terrorist act.
Well,
it's a sad fact that there are people like this out there.
Breakman, you're very weak, and I'm going to tell you why, Breakman. You look. Here's the thing.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying I agree with militarization, but I understand why you might need a sniper.
You don't. You don't, man. There was a story about these people in. This police force in New Hampshire, right? It was a small town in New Hampshire that had a fucking Humvee armored fucking vehicle that they applied
See, I'm not
for.
Talking about all that stuff.
But hold on. I'll get to your point in just a second, Breakman. The police force does not need military issued armor and vest and
I agree.
And all this shit, right? And to say that they need it, look, you're assuming you're doing thought crimes now, right? Oh, this guy bought this, and I think he's going to plant a bomb here. So the cops need this, right? No, they don't. They don't need it.
That's kind of like Cheney's 1% doctrine,
right? You know, it's just like fuck, man. I hate it. Like, thought crimes to me.
We're talking about apples and oranges. I think a sniper rifle is a regular tool. What? I don't consider it a military type weapon.
Your average police officer should not have access to a sniper rifle.
Exactly. That's why there should only be like specially trained for it.
SWAT teams when you're dealing with like. Actual things like, you know, say a hostage situation.
Right.
Exactly.
There are very few instances where the SWAT team should be called.
I don't disagree with you, Frank.
Right. That's
But you take it to the nth degree.
No. I do take it to the nth degree, Breakman, because it needs to be said. Why is there so much militarization of the police force?
I didn't disagree with you.
Okay. Then we're on the same page. We're on the same page, man. It just bothers me, dude. Like the minute that we say, oh, it's okay for the police force to do this, it opens the door for everything that we've been talking about for the past fucking how many years on this show, Break? You know, there's no problem here. Wivix and I were talking about the, quote, terrorist problem we have in the United States, right? There is no problem with terrorism in the United States. 9/11 happened. We've had the Boston bombing. But if you look at other places in the world that really do.
I would agree with you, except for this week in Ohio, we found the guy who was radicalized and wanted to go to Washington, D.C. to go blow up some buildings and shit.
Right.
Yeah, but it's presented as being this, you know. A pervading problem, and it's nowhere
it's not.
Near.
Right,
it's
right.
Not.
But
it's
it
not.
Does happen, is what I was
it's
saying.
It's like, it does happen, but so do child abduction. Do you think I'm afraid of my kid being stolen from the street, Breakman?
But that was another thing I was thinking about using for a Stinko, but I tweeted it. That was another story altogether this week. Oh, my God.
Look, we can go all day. I got to get to my Stinko, and then we'll get to Sweetos, which...
I know, you're more important. Let's
go.
I think,
go ahead, Breakman.
I run the show.
Breakman, you have the floor. What else do you want to say, dude?
You win. It's all you.
What? Come on, man. Come on, Blake. Get out of here. Look, I want to talk about something else that's bullshit. Something else that's bullshit that we can all probably agree on. All right, this reintroduction of this CISPA, and it's basically legislation that lets the government basically snoop around looking for cyber terrorists, right?
And yay, great. Thanks, Republicans.
Well, Democrats are behind it too, man.
Like, I know, but it's mostly – that's mostly a Republican thing.
Right.
Small but, government.
It's just
– I know. That's what really kills me about the Republican Party. Right. Like, we're all about small government and low taxes, and then they get in power and they do the exact opposite.
Right. And Democrats aren't much
much. At least they don't say that they are. I mean, I'm not defending Democrats because I obviously attack Democrats on this show more often than Republicans. And I do that because I think most of us know the evils of Republicans. But Democrats get a lot of free passes that I think are absolutely ridiculous.
Freak5KS says, LOL, I forgot how bossy Frank is. Yes, Amasa. You want to move on?
Let's move on. You want to move on? Let's move on.
Aye, man. These guys know I'm not that way, man. Come on.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, you do, you son of a bitch.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on. You guys give me a bad rap, man. Come on. But it's
whoa, don't blame us.
Oh, I give myself a bad rap.
Everything we do with you is in response to you.
Look, there's a reason why I'm the star of the show, right? Later, Stealth. Anything you want to plug before you leave, Stealth?
Nothing? Stealth's leaving?
I think he left already.
Yeah, he did.
He did say he had to do other things. Sweetos. Or Mug, did I give you a chance to give your stinko?
My stinko, no, but I will just say that family troubles and adults behaving like children is a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's no fucking doubt.
No doubt, man. All right, Mug, what about a Sweeto? Anything cool happen?
It's probably, but right now, the good stuff has been completely overshadowed by the most recent shit that's going on in my head at the moment.
All right. Eric, any Sweetos?
No.
Break. Apparently smoking pot, Break Man.
Or that, or you're just clearing his throat. You know, getting rid
Let
of
me
that
clear
chest,
my throat.
That chesty cough.
All right, Break, no stink, Sweetos. I have a Sweeto. All right. Do you guys know who 2 Chainz is? He's a rapper.
Yeah, anybody? I saw that video.
I didn't see the video, but I know what you're talking about.
He went toe to toe with Nancy Grace, and by the way,
Nancy Grace, she's a fucking bitch.
She is a
terrorist. Literally, her entire mission in life is to keep people afraid.
She is the definition of an ambulance chaser.
Yeah,
like I guarantee if you're. I don't know what city she's in, but if you follow her with a camera, you'll catch her chasing the ambulance. Yeah.
Hey, Freak 5.
I'm sorry. I know I sound better, but I'm still like having coughing fits every once in a while.
No worries, man. Hey,
I feel a lot better, but every once in a while, just a fucking coughing fit.
You know, Freak 5 makes me sound like a goddamn plantation owner or something, man. Like seriously, dude. Like, there's a time limit to the show, and I want to get everything that we got scheduled for you guys. That's sometimes if I come off as bossy, we have to get to the next segment. So
it's only because you deserve it.
Yeah, it's only because
if I come off as bossy, it's only because I am.
Yeah, fuck you. But anyways, this 2 Chainz versus Nancy Grace thing, I have a healthy respect for 2 Chainz. I liked him before, and I like him even more now because he went toe-to-toe with Nancy Grace about the whole legalization of marijuana, and I wish there was one thing he would have done in the interview that he had, though, and I'll talk about it. He basically went down the line of why legalizing marijuana is a good thing. You know, there's overpopulation of people that are in prison for stupid, you know, offenses like having, you know, a gram of weed or whatever and all this shit, you know. But one thing that he didn't bring up, which I wish he would have, was the fact, like, she, Nancy Grace, talked about if we make pot legal for everybody, then people who abuse their children are going to have access to weed and make it all that much worse. The problem with that theory is alcohol's legal, and there have been plenty of people that have purchased alcohol in the same manner, and none of us are out there saying, oh, let's get rid of all the alcohol.
I mean, as much as, and let me interrupt you, as much as I love alcohol, it's been, studies have shown that it's probably one of the most deadly thing or dangerous things we do.
Right.
As far as like drugs are concerned and stuff.
It's far more dangerous. I mean, it causes more fatalities than, you know.
Yeah.
It's a billion times more dangerous than marijuana.
It's more likely. It's a lot more likely to kill you than a terrorist. Let's put it that way.
Oh, dude, you're 8 times more likely to get killed by a police officer than terrorists, man. Like, yeah. It's crazy. Here's the other great point that 2 Chainz brought up. He brought up that, you know, Nancy Grace made the point, you know, if you make it available to everybody, and he stopped her, and he said, it's available to everybody right now. You know, anybody can get weed, whether you're in a state that it makes it legal or illegal. So that argument just goes out the wayside, right? I mean, anybody can obtain weed. Brakeman, I'm sure you can get some in your state, right? If you search hard enough, it's not that.
I'm sure I could probably just walk down the street and find it.
Right. It's not. I mean, it's not like this thing that's just so taboo, right? So that's my sweeto of the week. 2 Chainz going up against Nancy Grace and taking care of business. And by the way, 2 Chainz graduated with a 4.0 in high school. So the guy knows his shit. You know, he's not one of these dumb jocks or you know, he's not being caught doing stupid shit out in public and all this. He's a very
– So he's not Eminem and the high school dropout type thing.
Right. He is very heady. He thinks about what he says before he says it. So 2 Chainz gets
What's Kanye West's excuse? Because he went to college. He's a college boy. Like, you'd think he'd stop and think.
Whatever.
No, that just means that he did what he needed to do to get a degree.
Yeah. All right.
Meaning regurgitating everything you learned for tests.
But then again, I went to college and I don't stop things. So never mind.
Right. All right. Let's go for one of these free-for-alls, Eric. Which one do you want to do this week?
Free-for-all. Let's see. I'll go with
memory.
Do you want to talk about torture being largely motivated by revenge?
Yeah, let's talk about that. What started off, Eric?
All right. I got loaded up.
Oh, did we go over before we do that, can we do Freak Five's Twitter
question? If we do that, then might as well just save this.
All right, let's save it.
All right, we can do his Twitter question.
Yeah.
At Freak5Chaos says, at RP Grinders, if there was an RP Grinders RPG on Kickstarter, what class would each of the hosts be?
Ooh, this is good. This is really good.
I do like that question. I am completely shocked it doesn't involve sex with inanimate objects.
or an animal.
Okay. Right.
Or an animal.
Unless you want to be the, prostitute class.
Right. All right, Eric, you go first, man. Traditional RPG stuff, man. No prostitute shit, man.
Okay. Well, what about the goof off? Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
I'd probably be the berserker type.
Hmm. All right.
You strike me as awfully laid back for that.
I know.
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, I meant like attacking without regards to my well-being.
Oh, I
part,
see.
Not the going flying off the handle part.
Hmm.
In that case, I guess I'd be more like a tank as a meat shield.
Yeah. All right. Moria, what would you be?
I'll say I'll be the bard because I have a hell of a singing voice, and also I'm just
right.
I'm apparently kind of metrosexual. Oh. So hey, it works.
Hey, that fits the bill. So we got a berserker and a bard. What would you be, Break?
I'm kind of torn because there's two classes for me. It'd be either the thief, because I don't know, I like stealing shit or something.
Cavalier, ranger, and acrobat.
That was my Dungeon Dragon here. It was ranger. Either the thief, kind of the quick character, the underhanded techniques and stealing stuff from people, or which I'd probably end up being, just because it's more needed, would be the healer. That's usually what I had a lot. I'd say I had more fun playing a healer in MMOs than any other class.
Interesting.
Except for maybe the tank. The tank and the healer have been the two classes I love the most.
I think that's
why I'm in the bard, because I provide some support effects that no one knew they needed until they got them.
Yeah, so you're buffing everybody, and I'm making sure everybody's like defended and healed, and nobody's taking damage.
See, I'm along the same lines. I would probably be a paladin. That's what, because I'm always trying to do the right thing, you know, and the paladin has healing ability, plus they kick ass.
So you're the goody two shoes that everyone wants to punch.
Yeah, pretty much. That's, you know, that's pretty apt, man. I mean, you know, everybody wants to punch me on this show, man. I catch a lot of shit.
I want to change my berserker to samurai, because I was kind of going with like the light defense but heavy offense.
I was going to say, we kind of need a tank. We've got healers.
If it makes you feel any better, Eric, I find you extremely offensive.
It's like, what was that one movie with Chevy Chase? I think it was Caddyshack.
Didn't know samurai was a traditional role.
Don't sell yourself short. You're a wonderful slouch. You know? I'm no slouch myself. Anyway.
You can pick any character from Final Fantasy or Dungeons & Dragons.
No. Well, that would be samurai, because they add an expansion.
Yeah.
Were you the one that can toss coins?
Yeah, five. I toss coins.
I make it rain up in this bitch.
I hate that ability.
That is why?
Absolutely terrible ability. Here, why all that terrible money you've worked hard to gain, use it as a weapon. No!
Yeah, in Final Fantasy V, by the time you want to use it, weapon. You have enough money that it doesn't matter since you're at the end, and there's no post game.
Yeah, that's
true. Like, unless you're playing the advanced version, then there is a post game, which you can find much better abilities afterwards.
Real quickly, I think the last time I was on, I was bitching about Kickstarter again, and Freak 5 has
you?
A...
Never.
Yeah, me.
Perish the thought.
Where do I start having the problem with the Amori Kickstarter? I can't remember exactly what I said, Freak 5, in that episode, but I just think, you know, yes, we do get some games from Kickstarter that we wouldn't normally get, but I don't care, man. I'd rather just play what's out there with publishers. That's fine with me, man. I'm not
publishers that screw us over constantly.
Yeah.
Well, I look at Kickstarter is like anything else. There's a sea of crap, and every once in a while you find a diamond. Like, you know, right.
If you're willing to wait for the dog shit, you can find a jewel.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but it's that way with anything. I mean, look how many games come out. Most of them are garbage.
Right.
Look how many movies come out.
Just look at the mobile. Look at the mobile app stores. 99% of the games on those stores are regurgitated shit. Right.
Yeah. Or look at like the Wii's catalog. There's a handful of really good games on the Wii, and there's a metric fuck ton of shovelware.
Yeah, most of these games are going to amount to shit, and the ones that do amount to anything.
The best game of them all is Out of the Chute.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think the thing, though, I think that you kind of lack some perspective when it comes to Kickstarter, just because if you don't want to be involved with it, you don't have to.
Okay, I agree with you 100%, Moria. And that's the reason why I've backed a total of shit on Kickstarter. Zero, right? Because of my feelings for it. But that doesn't mean I can't be outraged by it, too, you know? You're right. There's a myriad of shit out there, and every once in a while you get a gem, right? When you do get a gem, that game, usually goes to consoles or to, you know, like the shops, the e-shops and stuff. So I'm okay with buying it from the e-shop. I'm just not okay with supporting it on Kickstarter for a myriad of reasons, you know? I mean, most of the times those games don't even come into fruition, and then you're fucked with your money, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like that's a – it's kind of like, you know, kind of like playing the stock market. You know, you're taking a risk, but I mean, you're doing that going in. It's like, you know, at this point, you know, with Kickstarter, you know, you're rolling the dice. I mean, yeah, and I just, by and large, most people do that. The thing is, I've only ever supported two projects, and those were for things. It's like there's Yatagarasu, Attack on Cataclysm, which is a fighting game made by some SNK developers.
That's like, indie cool though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still crowdfunding. I mean, it's fundamentally in like the different site, same principle, and the Laser Team for Rooster Teeth. Mm-hmm. But in both of these cases, I'm like SNK developers. They know their shit. This will probably turn out to be a good game. Rooster Teeth. They've been producing content for a decade. You know, I have faith that they'll pull it off. You know, but for the most, but other stuff, I'm like, I just can't be bothered. And if something turns out. It's like if you get a game like Shovel Knight or something that's like, wow, that turned out to be a really good game. Mm-hmm. Then you can buy it after the fact. And right. And either way,
some of the people that used to work at WayForward did Yacht Games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's still kind of beside the point because even if I hadn't supported anything, you know, I could still buy the end product if I chose to. I mean, right. you're as involved with it as you choose to be, and getting worked up about it is ultimately it's kind of nerd rage.
No, I disagree with that statement.
Well, then you're wrong. Well, as we've established previously,
right? Here's the thing, right?
Franks is one of those spoiled brats that we called out last week.
No. Look, here's the deal, right? Like, I just have a problem with so much money that's unaccountable for. On these Kickstarters, right? I've asked this question to several people where once you hit your stretch goal, right? Whatever your ultimate stretch goal is, let's say it's 30,000 and then you get 50,000, where does the 20,000 go? Right? That's the problem that I have with that. That first and foremost. I mean, the other problem, I mean, there's all kinds of inherent problem. I've heard of people I think even Dungeon Buster has backed something that's not come to fruition, and there goes his money, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, that's a risk he chose to take, though.
Yeah, but if he's promised a game, he should get a game, right? If you pay, like, for instance, in Freak 5's post here, he's like, you know, calling me out on why I hate Kickstarter so much, but 3,600 people thought that we're fine with paying $15 for the game. What if they don't get their game? Then there's a problem.
But the thing is, you're not buying the game. I mean, and that's that you're not buying the product.
That's
bullshit. It's like, it's not though. I mean, the thing is, you know, a lot of people think of it that way, but that's not how Kickstarter works. That's not their policy. It's never been their policy.
Look,
I mean, you're supporting the development of the game. I mean, that's the whole thing. You're supporting the development of whatever the product
is. No, it's a bait and switch.
I don't agree with that because it's like they're not hiding the fact that, you know, this is to make the project happen. And it's like sometimes shit happens and projects fall through.
Right.
But I mean, like, you are rolling the dice. It's a gamble. And
That's not the way it's presented on most of these Kickstarters, Moria. You put up, let's say one of the rewards is $15 for a digital copy of the game. You expect to get the game, right? You're not.
Okay, but expectations versus, I mean, the simple fact is people use, I guess you could say it's kind of like anything else. It's a tool. Some people use it. You know, some people are really upfront about their, you know, what it's used for. Some people use it for bad reasons. Some people are less than honest about it. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make the method itself inherently bad. It's kind of like a gun.
I don't know if I agree with that, Moria. I just think that if you put on your Kickstarter,
I've told Frank this before. It's a tool, and some people abuse that tool.
It is, and I think the majority of them abuse.
But Frank.
It, man.
is acting like it's a tool that nobody should ever use because it's so dangerous.
I didn't say it was dangerous. I'm just saying.
That's what you're implying, though.
Well, it's not even so much that. It's just your anger at the concept seems disproportionate to its actual relevance.
Right.
I guess that's the point.
Look, you guys go ahead and waste your money on that shit if you want to. I won't. Right.
Nobody's saying you have to. I guess that's where it comes right in. It's like if you don't want to support it, don't support it. You know, and it doesn't affect you at all unless you choose to let it.
You know what should happen? All I'm talking about here, Moria, is accountability. Right. You don't want to hold these people accountable for what they're trying to give you. I do. That's the difference. Right. If I put $15 towards a game, I expect to get the fucking game or whatever the reward is. You get a mention in a comic book or you get
– And the people that don't deliver, don't they get in trouble?
No, you're
– No.
That's the thing. I mean, it's part of
it.
Well,
like, if you're on Kickstarter, but if you're on Indiegogo, it's like even if they don't bring you anything, the money's gone.
Yeah, and that's a huge issue. I don't know.
But man, the thing is, it's like, you know, you don't have to like it, but the legal fact is that this is, you know, this is something that's presented. If you choose to, you know, if you choose to do this, then, you know, your money's not, you know, you're buying this and you get a guarantee with it. It's like, you know, your money's gone, and if everything pans out, then you get whatever reward is promised to you. If you're wise, you know, I'm sorry, it's caveat emptor. You know,
okay, Moria, let's go down this route. All right. I'm on RP Grinders, and I'm going to make a statement on RP Grinders. All right. I have a goal of $10,000, everybody. All the listeners out there, if you give me, you know, $50, I will give you ad space on my show. Right. And so I get a bunch of people to give me money, right? $50 a pop, and I end up getting $10,000, and then I don't say anything from now until whenever, and nobody gets a mention, nobody gets ad space, nobody gets shit. How do you think those people are going to feel, man?
It's accountability.
Up the show and you kind of finish this discussion later?
Because we are running up on 9 o'clock.
All right, man. I just have a problem with accountability with Kickstarter. That's what it boils down to, man. Nobody's accountable.
You kind of sound like a gamergator.
No, they're just
It's about ethics and games journalism.
Really, Eric? I sound like a gamergator? Really? Because I want to hold people accountable for their fucking actions? I mean, come on, man. We do got to end the show, though. Man, I mean, seriously, we can discuss this later, man. It just gets me fired up, man.
I have a question. Is there going to be a GDP tonight?
No GDP, man. I need my time. Time is more valuable.
He's a GDPP.
Jesus Christ. Let's start a Kickstarter to get GDP started again. Then I'll think about it, man. And then I'll steal your money and never do GDP again.
I tried to change the subject, and you still
you're also kind of building a huge straw man there.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Moria. I'm making a joke, dude. Come on. Moria, what are your plugs this week?
You can follow me on Twitter at MoriaMug, and that's about it.
That's it. All right. Eric.
You can follow me on Twitter at EricRPG, and you could find my reviews at several sites, including VogNetwork.com and GameTactics.com and TotallyGN.com and BossBastardRaid.com. And I've actually recently signed up with another site called Honest Gamers.
But you're not an honest gamer.
Yes, I am. What are you talking about?
You're not. All right.
I wouldn't trust you.
Well, the honesty part comes in the review process.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see.
What about you, Brake?
No, I'm sorry. I was reading chat. You can follow me at RP Grinders and at Brake _ man and at Stealth _ _, but you're not following me, you're following Stealth, but, you know, you kind of kind of guessed that, probably.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm drunk. Let's move on.
Jesus Christ, man.
I feel like... This is the story of RPG Grinders in one in two sentences. Sorry, three sentences. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm drunk. Let's move on.
People on Watermelon, their PR is kind of shit.
All right. My plugs. Go to wickedradionetwork.com. Check out the new website. I will not ask you for money, at least not yet. And if I do,
he's not only proud of that, he's smug about it.
Right.
I won't ask you for money yet, but
if I do, I'll deliver.
Bring some for weed.
Yeah, well, hey,
bring some weed.
I can definitely
weed starter.
Hey, what a great idea! If anybody has any, if you live in the state of Colorado, let's be legal, and you want to, you know, share some of your stash. I'm all for that. What else? Wivix and I will be recording a new show, speaking of weed, this weekend, where we will be talking about weed and whatever else, you know, makes us happy. So that's a good one. Weed starter. I love that. All right. So be looking out for that.
Kickstasher, weed starter.
People that have... that have been wondering about Wherewithal, if anybody's been wondering about that show that we haven't done since October, we'll be restarting that in a different kind of way, different format. I think we're going to do it like once a month, you know, stuff like that. So we'll be doing that again. Going to have lots of fun on wickedradionetwork.com. Please check out the site. Check out the other shows. Tell them how much you like or dislike them. On their respective Twitters and all that. And let me know how you like the website, because that's super important for me. So, you know, if there can be improvements or you'd like to see certain things, let me know. And I'll try to get some of that stuff done. But I really do enjoy the way it looks now. It's a lot better than what it was. Slegar asked me, do we still call it a stash? I do. I don't know why. My stash of weed. But anyways, all right, guys, that's about it for this week. See you guys all next week. We are out.